We start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Seed of wisdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our present class is on evil spirits, and specifically on Satanism. The subject itself is immense. It is now called demonology. It's a science. Several years of classes just in demonology. You received two pieces of information. You will follow this interview with the exorcist from Rome for class today. I'll refer to the letter that I received from the Church of Satanic Brotherhood in the course of our lecture. However, I thought I would begin by first quoting from the current issue of the Confraternity of Catholic Clergy. The Confraternity is international in scope, and to it belong bishops, priests, and deacons who are members and faithful members of the Catholic Church. I thought I would quote just a few sentences from the address that Bishop Boscovitz gave during the annual Confraternity Convention held in Toledo, Ohio, July 16th and 17th of this year. I repeat, I'm just quoting from a long address. This is now Bishop Boscovitz, and I'm quoting him. He is first saying, this is Bishop Boscovitz, that as you know, he was in Milwaukee, and a parish priest who he knew offered to drive the bishop. The parish priests of the parish where my classmates attend Mass said to the people, the saddest day of his life was the day they tried to assassinate the Pope. However, he told the people of the parish that his sadness was not because of the attempted assassination, but because the assassin did not succeed. Unquote, Bishop Boscovitz, quoting a priest from Milwaukee. That's in the opening of his conference. Now, before we close the conference, Bishop Boscovitz quoted from Cardinal Newman, who, as you know now, has been declared a venerable, on his way, we hope, to canonization. Here's the bishop's quotation from Cardinal Newman. "The next persecution may not be a persecution of blood and death, but of craft and subtlety. Not of miracles, but of natural wonders and human skill, human acquirements placed in the hands of the devil. Satan may adapt more alarming weapons of deceit. He may hide himself. He may attempt to seduce us in little things, in order to move Christians, not at once, but little by little, from their true position. It is the devil's policy to split us up, divide us, to dislodge us gradually from off our rock of strength. If there is to be a persecution, perhaps we all of us, in all parts of Christendom, are so divided and so reduced, so full of schism, so close upon heresy, when we have cast ourselves upon the world and depend for our protection upon the world, and have given up our independence and our strength, then the devil may burst upon us in his fury, as far as God allows him to do so, to destroy us." Unquote, Bishop Boscovitz, quoting Cardinal Newman. And the statement was made over 100 years ago. We are living, believe you me, we are living in the age in which the devil has conquered not a small part of the present world. So far, the introduction. I am now going to use what all of you should have a copy of, The Devil of a Fashion. And an unusual introductory quotation. The Catholic Hierarchy should say a fervent mea culpa, because it is also their fault if devil worship and esoteric practices are becoming more widespread. You can read most of what I've got here for yourselves. I will just quote certain passages and then make comments. Remember, this was written in Italy, to be exact, in Rome. The closing paragraph of your first page. What is happening? Is Italy, home to the capital of Christianity, suddenly fading or falling foul of a fatal attraction for the Prince of Darkness? 3 days, that's the magazine, put this question to the man who by profession engages the evil one in combat every day. He is Father Gabriele Amoth, 70 years old, who has been the official exorcist of the Diocese of Rome for the past 10 years. Appointed by the then Cardinal Vicar of Rome, Ugo Poletti. I know the Cardinal. He just died recently. I knew him personally. He points out that Canon 1172 of the Code of Canon Law states that no one can legitimately exercise the possessed person unless his bishop has issued a special license to do so. There is nothing about Father Imhoff to suggest the agonized image of the exorcist we have come to know through movies, newspapers, and books. He is witty, entertaining, and even manages to joke about his work. You want to know if I'm afraid of the devil? That beast should be afraid of me because I have the power to cast him out in Christ's name. Good to hear. Now the questions. I won't read everything. I will just quote certain passages and then comment as we go along. Question. You are in a unique position to form a general opinion of the whole question. Is it true that more people today are associating with the devil? Unfortunately, it is. It is what? It is true. In these past 10 years of exorcisms, I witnessed a progressive increase in the number of people coming to me. More information is now in circulation. But I think this increase is owing to an explosion proper to maleficence and evil, and this is the devil's work. In other words, as sin multiplies, so the devil's power increases. The more widespread and the graver the sins, the more the devil gradually not only infests, but you might almost say penetrates a society. Now, question, what are the causes? More and more people are practicing spiritism or joining satanic sects. It's like a fashion, almost. That's why the title of the article is What It Is. Sometimes they just join without thinking what they might be up against. They find themselves facing the consequences in terror. The devil is not an impersonal entity, not just a name psychoanalysts use for the abstract ills that exist in society. He is a real person, and as St. Peter says in his first letter, like a roaring lion, he is on the prowl for someone to devour. Now, a very important observation. A poor form of theology is also spread this abstract concept of the devil within the Catholic Church. This is the exact opposite of the gospel teaching, of the teaching of the Church's magisterium. Hear it. Many bishops do not believe that the devil exists either. So more and more people are recurring to esoteric practices and joining satanic sects. It is also because the Church has stopped teaching the proper doctrine about the devil taught us by Scripture and transmitted to us by tradition. So I would say that Catholic hierarchy is also greatly responsible for the spread of this phenomenon. No one but an exorcist in Rome would dare use this language. Whenever the article, ask myself, should I share it with the students yourselves? Said a prayer. Evidently decided I should. Because as the church, and this includes the church's teachers, as they minimize, undermine, and practically remove our faith in the existence of the evil spirit. The evil spirit, of course, is not only as a consequence less active, he becomes more active. And then he will use, as you should be using, so many sects in the world today to seduce people and seduce even, believing Catholics, dare I say it, believing prelates and priests. Thirty years in working for the Holy See, No way can you explain what is going on in the Catholic Church in our century. No way without believing that the devil is phenomenally active in seducing the church's leaders in our century. I don't believe I had occasion to tell you about the correspondence that I've had with the Archdiocese of Chicago. I didn't, did I? And you may know, a month ago last Thursday, I had a very fine personal meeting with the Archbishop of Chicago on his invitation. Made sure we'd meet, not in the tent, but his private residence. We did. We met. And part of our conversation was to promote Eucharistic adoration and Eucharistic education, which the Archbishop is deeply in favor of both. Before we broke up the meeting, I gave him a copy of a booklet Holy See had asked me to write in 1991. In anticipation of the forthcoming International Eucharistic Congress in Seville, Spain, 1992, commemorating the fifth centennial of Columbus's being sent, remember, by Spain to discover what turned out to be the New World. What I wrote was not only approved by the Holy See, but distributed by the Vatican. But the Archbishop thumbed through and he said, "Is God no imprimatur?" I said, "No." "Well, it might be useful to get an imprimatur." I said, "Of course. Let's get one. I'll give you one." That's the Archbishop to me. So I gave him the booklet on the history of Eucharistic adoration. Let's see. A week ago, this past Wednesday, I got both a fax letter and a fax report on this booklet on the history of Eucharist adoration. That chance he told me, Father Hardin, he'll give you an imprimatur only if we remove every reference to Christ's being physically present in the Holy Eucharist. And the name of the pages that I was to revise and remove reference to Christ's physical presence. Pardon me, over my dead body. So I thought.
Yes.
So I thought I'd do the wise thing. I had speaking engagements out of state, so I waited until, well, this past week. Today is Sunday. And left a letter to Archbishop George, including, of course, the report I got from his censor. And told the Archbishop, Your Excellency, I think you will be interested in hearing what your Chancery thinks about the real presence. And I made sure the letter was delivered personally to His Excellency. Again, as I told you in our last class, just before this one, I prayed whether I should bring this up in the class. Now, as you see, I decided I would do so. Now we need to realize the devil has deeply penetrated the Church of God. We go on. Who else is to blame? Says the exorcist from Rome. The press, which has paid the worst kind of service by amplifying the phenomenon, that is, of the work of the devil, and nearly always failing to publish proper information. By doing this, they, the media, are proclaiming and propagating evil. So today we are seeing vast numbers of people turn to witches, card readers, and satanic sects, and the consequences of aligning even public authorities. The New Age movement is satanic. More than one, as I sadly know, more than one religious institute of women, of once devoted nuns and sisters, who in our hospitals, taught in our Catholic schools, train their sisters in witchcraft. I have files on the subject. Next question. What are the evils and maleficence you mentioned earlier? Now, the exorcist, there are two types of these evils. Demonic infestation and demonic possession. Now, before this course is over, we will speak in more detail about each, but just now to introduce the subject. Infestation is provoked by a demon outside the person, and every now and then it assails the person, causing physical and mental disturbances, totally immune to medical treatment. And this was a sad fate, shall I call it that, of my dear friend again, an exorcist in Rome of Italian ancestry, but an American attorney, very successful. I counseled him for a number of years. He left his legal profession, went to Rome, was ordained, and because of his total command of the Italian language, was requested by the Holy See to stay in Rome as one of the assistant exorcists in the Eternal City. I visited this priest about a year before he died, a young man. He was murdered by the evil spirit. We knew each other for years very well. Let me tell you, the evil spirit is malicious. You oppose him and he will vent his hatred against you. Now, the exorcist distinguishes infestation from possession. Possession, which is very rare, happens inside the person who is penetrated by a demon that sometimes acts using the person's own faculties. I must stress that cases of authentic demonic possession are very rare and cannot be compared with the cases of people in need of psychiatric help, which are 999 out of 1,000. The majority of cases I treat are cases of demonic infestation. Now, question. What are the causes of either of these two conditions, infestation or possession? I just thought I would share this with you because here's an expert, a professional, and well, I've had my share in dealing with possessed people. I am no specialist in exorcism, so I thought I'd quote from a specialist. There are four causes. First, seances and membership in satanic sects. Let me tell you, well, these satanic sects, some do, like the page that I gave you, or to my correspondence with this satanic cult. Some identify themselves as satanic. Most of them do not. These practices, which expose people to maleficence and evils and evil possession, are booming today, playing into the devil's hands. Today, people no longer go to seances conducted by mediums, enter into a trance, and claim to conjure up the dead. The truth is that if someone does intervene, it is a devil, because the dead are in paradise, hell, or purgatory. They put questions to a spirit and receive the answers by placing a glass in a circle made of letters of the alphabet. Once they leave a tape recorder on in an empty room to record messages. And by the way, on the way from the grotto to where I live at Jesu Rectory, I go along Gratiot until 8 Mile Road, and there's a turn. Get on to 8 Mile Road. Here is one of these places just off 8 Mile Road. Writing, well, professional counsel from spirits. Why not? Crash it. and they make good money. Some thoughtless priests have been known to suggest this particular practice to parents of lost children so they can enter into contact with them. In short, seances are, quote, played as they were a game. According to a reliable survey, 36% of school children have held seances of this type in Italy. My Lord! And I wish, and depending on how many classes we will still have left, I will share with you what is going on in the United States under the aegis of the evil spirit. Back to the reasons for the phenomenal satanic activity in the modern world, says the exorcist from Rome. The second cause is that some forms of grave sins are being consistently committed and so they become more rooted. In other words, sin, first of all, came into the world, that is the human race, through the devil. Sin is promoted by the devil now, and not only individuals who are steeped in sin, but societies become agents of the evil spirit. In other words, it works both ways. Both is Satan the origin of sin in the human race, and sin among human beings promotes the activity of the evil spirit. You might say he is encouraged, and only encouraged in his will, but also enlightened his mind. After he finds out what means that he's been using lead people into sin, he will then, of course, exploit those means even more. A third cause is evil itself. A general word meaning something bad done to another person through the devil. The victim may be innocent, but God allows it because he respects man's freedom. Just as someone might pay to have another person killed, people go to witches in association with Satan to have something evil done against another person. And this, by the way, is more common than most of us realize. Evil can be done, says the exorcist, in various ways. Evil eye, curses, or by macumba, or voodoo rites. And this, not coincidentally, is one reason for the phenomenal success of sects seducing Catholics in Latin America. I've also been teaching at the University of Ottawa 6 winters. I had courses in missiology. My students were all missionaries from different countries and working in various parts of the world. And they told me that one of the hardest things to do in certain parts, for example, of Africa, the hardest things to do is to convert a person to the Catholic faith. They may be totally convinced of the truth of Catholicism, but you're afraid of the consequences. The devil is very, shall we say, angry over people giving up their pagan religions and becoming Christians or Catholics, and more so becoming Catholics. In other words, it is dangerous to become a Catholic. The fourth cause is an assault by the devil himself, which in defiance of human explanation makes a person a victim of maleficent evil. And by the way, the word maleficence or maleficence means that there's an evil intention behind what is done, well, maleficently. In other words, there are two kinds of sin. There is sin which is indeed an offense against God, even grave sin. But there is also sin which is not only committed contrary to the will of God, but sin committed with the intention of doing evil to the person who is then seduced into sin. I repeat, the evil is more than just seducing a person into committing sin. Evil is seducing a person from obedience to God and submission, we can use that word, to the evil spirit. The evil spirit, over the years in teaching demonology, I've never taught a full semester course. I've given lectures in demonology. I told my students that the devil is envious of God. In other words, he, the devil, wants to be honored. The devil wants to be worshipped. And I don't hesitate to say he wants to be adored. And as a consequence, the devil will seduce people, and mind you, through other people who already themselves have been thus seduced, to give themselves over to the evil spirit. Satanism, in other words, is not just, you might say, a clever word. It is a religion in which the evil spirit is the God whom the members of that religion both worship and obey. What is an exorcism? I know you have quite a few questions. I'll try to get your questions as soon as I can. It is a sacramental. Canon 1166 of the New Code of Canon Law, Divine Sacramentals, as sacred signs by which, in imitation of the sacraments, come the principally spiritual effects obtained by the supplication of the Church. I brought with me a ritual which contains page 326. It's all in Latin. By the way, can you be told you, the devil understands Latin well. De exorcandis obsessis a demonio. The exorcism of those obsessed by the demon. And all in Latin, the first 21 norms, 21 rules, which the exorcist should obey before he begins to attempt an exorcism. Then, from 3:26, the exorcism goes on. Page 347, 21 pages, and this is fine print, all in Latin. You'll talk more about exorcisms later on before the course is over. Now, an unusual series of questions. Was this rite of exorcism reformed after the Second Vatican Council? Amorth, exorcist, he's being quoted verbatim. You must be joking. Is the only text of all the texts due to be published after the last council has still to come out, even though 30 years have passed since Vatican II closed. The Book of Exorcisms currently in use is still the Roman Rite version, dated 1614. By the way, 1614. In other words, the exorcist is not happy, and there has not been a new ritual for exorcism. Just read a sentence or two. In contrast to the Orthodox Church and to many Protestant confessions, the Catholic Church, I wouldn't dare say this myself, but I thought I should have you read it. The Catholic Church has almost abandoned the use of exorcisms, retaining this practice to be a throwback to the Dark Ages. Catholic hierarchy, and this is now the quotation, remember, must say a fervent mea culpa is all their fault. If esoteric practices and satanic sects are more widespread, all too often, the Church has been guilty of omission in its teaching on the devil and providing remedies for the faithful under attack by him. Which is why we're having this course. Many things I do are under the instructions of the Holy See. Holy Father has no illusions, zero illusions, for the widespread influence of the devil in the modern world. Next question. Has the Italian Episcopal Conference improved matters by appointing exorcists to the various dioceses, as the press often reports? I wouldn't dare say this. I am too Jesuitical. But this man says it. And just for the record, I could talk for hours on what happened to this magazine. It is still being published 30 days in English, and available in the United States, but many were very unhappy with the magazine 30 Days. It is so painfully outspoken. When they intervene in this field, he's speaking of the Italian episcopacy, bishops often say the wrong things. I repeat, as an SJ, I just would not talk this language. This is seriously counterproductive. It all depends on the awareness and goodwill of local bishops. Some bishops realize that they have more need today of exorcists on hand in their dioceses, and so they appoint them. There's also a reflection of growing express demand from faithful with the increase in witches, card readers, satanic sects, and spiritists. And we've got, by the way, in case you don't know, our yellow pages advertise these card readers. You know, call them satanic sects, spiritists. Some bishops are excessive. Tarcisio Carboni, Bishop of Macerata, was killed in a car accident recently on his way to the Italian Church Convention in Palermo. He had just appointed 22 exorcists, all in one go. Other dioceses have none at all, their bishops refusing to appoint any.